Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedron Daf Tzadi Hey, and we are starting about the seventh line with the words My Oid Hayom Benoiv Lamoid. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miram Sarabas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama Should Have an Oliyah. So we're in the middle of the story of Sacher's downfall. We just quoted Pesukim, which mentioned 10 places that Sacher's troops went through on the way to Yerushalayim. Now we ask My Oid Hayom Benoiv Lamoid. What's the understanding of his last pasuk regarding this? And literally translate this means on this very day Sacher plans to stand in Noiv. What's this referring to? So Rav Huni tells us that day was remaining for the sin of Noiv. This refers to a story that took place many years prior when Shaul HaMelech was chasing David to kill him. David came to Noiv Ira Kaihanim. This was basically a city that was full of Kaihanim, and told him that he was on a mission for Shaul. They believed him, gave him food and a weapon, and he continued on. Then Doeg told Shaul about this, who commanded him to wipe out the entire city because they aided David, and that was viewed as a rebellion. Now both Shaul and Doeg were punished harshly for this, but in some way David himself and even Am Yisrael were responsible for this as well. And this day that Sancheir planned to attack Yerushalayim was actually the last day that the Yidden could have been punished for this Avera of Noiv. Now we explain this. Armalei Kaldoi, Sancheir's astrologers told him, if you go today to Yerushalayim, Yachasa, you're going to be successful, but if not, Yachasa, you're not going to be successful. Now, Archa Dabal Sugoi Basar Yoima, from where Sancheir was into Yerushalayim, usually took 10 days. Sag B'chad Yoima, he got there in one day. And Kimot Yerushalayim, when he got to Yerushalayim, Shalei Bistarki, he piled a bunch of carpets on top of each other, Adesog Vyasav Milave Shura, until he was over the wall. He needed to be able to look over the wall of Yerushalayim to see what it was. Adechazil Kul Yerushalayim, he was able to see all of Yerushalayim, and Kichazi, when he saw it, Izutar Be'ene, it looked very small to him. Amar, he commented, Haloi da hikatid Yerushalayim, is this really the city of Yerushalayim? Da Allah ergeshes kol mashir yasi, that I gathered all my forces against it, v'Allah kivashes kol medinza, and I conquered a whole bunch of other countries in order to get to this great place, Yerushalayim? Haloi he's ir v'chalasha, it's small and weaker, mikol karchei amayad chavashes b'skaifidi, than all the other cities that I conquered with my powerful hand. And all of a kamu maiden breshe, he got up from where he was, and he shook his head like in disappointment. Moivel amayasi bidei al tur beis mikdashah dev tzion. He then waved his hand against the harabayas in tzion, against the Azar in Yerushalayim, basically expressing how it's going to be easy to conquer it. Amri, his soldiers then told him, Nishdibe Yadoh Idna, let's go attack it right now. Amrlu, so he told them, Tmehisu, which either means you're very tired and you're not going to be able to do it, or I'm surprised that you want to attack it even though you're so tired. And he continued saying, L'machar, tomorrow, Aisli kol chad v'chad minaychu gulmai harag minay, every single one of you is going to bring me a piece of the wall. We have so many people and such a small city with a small wall, we'll each just break off a piece of the wall and everything's going to be done with them. It's going to be very easy. Now, Miyad, right away, the pasuk tells us, Vahiba Lailahu is on that night. Malch Hashem. Malch Hashem went out, Vayach Machne Asher Meu Shmein Chamisha Aleph, and struck in the camp of Asher 185,000 people. Vashkimu Biker, and they got up in the morning, which means whoever survived got up in the morning. Vine Kulim Bagar Mesim, behold, everyone else was dead. And our Papa tells us, Hainu Damrinchi, this is exactly what people say, Bas Dina, Batal Dina, that if the din, if judgment goes to sleep, it's going to be canceled. In other words, if you don't maximize the opportunity you have right now to take care of something that needs to be done, and you sleep on it, you're going to lose that chance for the next day. And that's what happened over here. Sancheir said, you know what, let's sleep and tomorrow we're going to fight the war. Well, there wasn't a tomorrow because everyone died. Now we're going to have quite a long pause until we get back to Sancheirev, because now we're going to be discussing Noiv. So as we had mentioned, David in some way was at fault for what happened at Noiv and deserved to be punished. And here the pasuk tells us, V'yishbi Munoiv asher bilidei Harafa, Yishbi of Noiv, who is one of the children of Harafa, which is Arpa, that's Rosa's sister, Mishkal Kenoi, and the weight of his spearhead was Shloish Meres Mishkal Nechoshes, 300 shekels of copper, V'hu Chagr Chadasha, he's wearing brand new armor, V'yirmel Hakaz David, and he said, I'm going to kill David. But then Avisha ben Sruya came and helped out. And now we explain what this whole story was. My Yishbi Minoiv, what does that mean, Yishbi of Noiv? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maravi tells us, Ish Shabal Iske Noiv. This refers to a man who came because of Noiv. In other words, this whole story that we're about to see has to do with the punishment that David was going to receive because of what happened at Noiv. And like Hashem, David, Hashem told David, Amasayya Oven Zetom Biodecha, how long is this sin going to be in your hand? You have to be punished for it. Al Yadcha Nerek Noiv Irakayanim, because of you, Noiv Irakayanim was killed. Val Yadcha Nitwa Daigwa Daimi, because of you, Daiga Daimi, who played a very significant role in the whole destruction of Noiv, because of this, he was Nitrad, which means he was pushed away from Olam Haba, and Valyotcha Negru Shol Shashizbanov, because of you, Shol and his three sons were killed. This is a punishment that Shol received for wiping out Noiv Irak Lehanim. Rotaincha, what is it that you want? Yichlu Zarecha, either all your offspring could be destroyed, Oy Timasar Biad Oyev, you could be given over to your enemy. So I'm with fun if he told him, Banishloilam, Mutabe Masar Biad Oyev, Voleichazari, it's better that I'm given over to an enemy and my children are not wiped out. And that's what happened. Yamachad one day, Nafak Lishkar Bazai, David Melech went out hunting. That's according to one pshat. The other pshat is he went to this place called Lishkar Bazai. Also, Satan Vidam Le Kitavya. The Satan showed up and appeared like a deer. Pasuk Begira, David shot an arrow at it, Vlaimati, but it didn't reach it. It wasn't a good shot. Mashche, and it drew David further. He was chasing this deer, Ada Amte Laerz Plishtim, until he ended up coming to the land of Plishtim. Kedechazi Yishbi Minoiv, when Yishbi of Noiv saw him, Amari said, Hainu Hai the Katali Gaulias Achi. This is the guy that killed Gaulias, my brother. From here we see that Yishbi and Gaulias were brothers. And what happened? Kafte, Kamte, Yishbi caught David, tied him up, doubled him over. He placed him underneath an olive press, trying to crush him to death. However, and this happened for him. The ground became soft underneath David. That's why the pasuk says, you widened my steps underneath me, and my ankles have not given way. That's referring to his knees, that he wasn't crushed under the olive press. Now, that day was Erev Shabbos, and Avisha ben Tsruya, Avisha ben Tsruya, who's one of David HaMelech's officers, he was getting ready for Shabbos. He was cleaving his head with 4 measures of water. Chazinu kismei dama, he saw stains of blood in the water. And Igdamri, some say that also Yoina itiv kamei, that a dove came along and started flapping its wings like crazy in front of him, shedding some of its feathers. And Amar, he said to himself, Knesset Yisrael Yoina imslo, that Knesset Yisrael, meaning Am Yisrael, is compared to a dove. Shemar the pasuk says, Kanfe Yoina nechpa bekasaf. And Shemar, I see from here, says Avishai, David Malka Yisrael, but Sar Shari, the David Malka Yisrael, he's in a difficult situation because he knew that the Yidden as a whole weren't in trouble. So it must be, who could this dove be referring to? David Malka Yisrael, who's the leader of the Yidden. And also Beise, so Avishai went to David Malka's house, so Ashkei didn't find him there. So now here's the problem. Amar Avishai said to himself, Tanat says in Mishnah, Ein Rechman al Susai, no riding on the king's horse, but Ein Yashman al Kisai, no sitting on his throne, but Ein Mishnam Shem Shavitai, no using his staff, his scepter. But the question is, Bishasa Kanamai, at a time of danger, what are we supposed to do? The only horse that he had to ride on was David HaMelech's, but you're not allowed to use the king's horse, but David HaMelech's in danger. And therefore, also Shaul Bein Joshua, he went to the base measure and asked this question. Amrulay, they told him, Bishasa Kanashabir Dami, if it's a time of danger, of course you're allowed to use the king's horse. So Rachbe Lepir David Kama Azal, Avishai jumped on David HaMelech's mule and he went off looking for him. Kafzalei Ara, the lane jumped in front of him, which basically means it contracted, got smaller, enabling him to get to the Plishtim in a very short amount of time. Behind the Komiski, and when he was riding, Chazil Arpa Ime, he saw Arpa, the mother of Yishbi Benoiv, Davas Navla, she was spinning thread, and Kichazise, when she saw him, Paskasa Lapilcha, she broke off her spindle, basically meaning she cut the thread from the spindle. Shate Ilave, she threw it at him. It's basically a long, thin, pointed tool that could be used as a weapon. And Sarval Miktale, she wanted to kill Avishai, but she missed him. And Amrulay, therefore, she told him, trying to cover up for this, Alam, young person, Isli Pelech, please give me that spindle. I dropped it. If you could hand it back to me, that'd be nice. Abaske Beresh Meichav Akatlo, he threw it at the top of her head and killed her. Now, Kachazi Yishbi Benoiv, when Yishbi Benoiv saw Avishai, Amar, he said to himself, Hasha Abbe Train, now it's going to be two against me, but they're going to kill me. And therefore, he's like, okay, I got to kill David right away. Paskal David La'ila, he threw David up into the air, Vidotzle Lerumche, and he put his spear into the ground. Amar, he said to himself, Nipa Alav Nikdal, he's going to fall on and be killed. But what happened? Amar Avishai Shem, Avishai said one of the Shem is Hashem, Ukmi Lil David Bain Shemayel Ara, and he suspended David in between Shemayim and Eretz so that he didn't fall on the spear. Now, the question just is, why didn't David HaMelech use the Shem Hashem? He was well versed in this, he could have saved himself. And the answer is, Ein Chavash Mati Asmi Beis Asurim, a captive who's in jail, he can't get himself out of prison, and David HaMelech was the one who's in danger of dying, so he didn't have a clear enough das to be able to say the Shem Hashem. That's why it was Avishai that had to do it. Now Amrulay, Avishai asked David, my boy is Hacha, what are you doing over here? Amrulay, he told him, Hachi Amrulay Kuchabrichu, this is what Hashem said, do I want to get punished or my descendants? Vachi Adrile, and this is what I responded to him, that I'd rather get punished instead of my descendants. So Amrulay, Avishai told him, Apich Tzloisech, turn around your tefillah, Barbaruch Kiru Lizbain, Va'at Lo Titzar. Literally, this means, let your grandson sell wax as long as you don't suffer, which basically means, why should you have to suffer because you don't want something bad to happen to your descendants? Switch around your tefillah and tell Hashem that you'd rather live and the punishment should be on your descendants. So Amrulay, David told him, Ihachi, if that's so, Sai Bahadon, I need you to help me. And Haiduch Slev, that's why the pasuk says, Vayazar Le Avishai ben Tsruya, Avishai ben Tsruya helped him. And what does it mean that he helped him? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Shazar b'tfila, he helped him with tefillah, that Avishai davened for David, that this should be reversed, and then instead of David being destroyed, the punishment would go on his descendants. Now Amar Avishai Shem, Avishai said another Shem Hashem, V'achsei, and that caused David to go down to the ground. And Havakal Rav Basrayu, he was chasing after them. This Yishbi was chasing after David and Avishai. Now Kimata Kube, once they reached this place called Kube, Amar they said, Kumbe, let's go up against him, which means let's try to fight him. That's a contraction of the name Kube, Kumbe, let's go up against him. Now Kimata Beitre, when they got this place called Beitre, Amar they said, Betray Gurion Katlul Arya, can you kill a lion with two whips? That's not going to work. Yishbi Benoiv is a giant. He's much stronger than us. We're not going to be able to beat him. And so Amrulay, they told him, Zil Ishtakach La'arpa Imech Bekivra, why don't you go look for Arpa, your mother, in the grave? And Kiatru Le Shmad Ime, when they mentioned his mother's name and he heard that they killed her, Kachash Chele, he became weak, Bekatle, then they were able to kill him. And Haynu Yosef, this understanding the following Pasuk, Oz Nishbu Anche David Loy Lamar, then David's men swore to him, saying, Loy Tete Aidi Tonal Machama, you're not going to go out again from us to wage war. So the light of Israel can't be extinguished. You went out by yourself and look what almost happened to you. We can't let this happen to you again, David. Now, in the course of telling over the story, we had mentioned that when Avishai jumped on David HaMelech's mule, there was Kvitzis HaDerech and he got to the Plishtim in a very short amount of time. So now we have a few other stories of Kvitzis HaDerech. Tana Rabbanan Brice was taught, Shlesha Kafsalama Aretz, the three people who had Kvitzis HaDerech, that the land, so to speak, folded underneath them. Number one is Eliezer Eved Avram, number two is Yaakov Avinu, and number three is Avishai ben Tsruya. So now we explain them. Avishai ben Tzruya, Had Amran. We just said the case of Avisha ben Tzruya. Going back to the first one, Eliezer ben Avram, the pasuk says, I came today to the well, to the spring of water. This is when Eliezer was recounting to Lavan and Besuel that he left Avram in the search of a shidduch for Yitzchak, and today he came to the well. And he's trying to tell them, remember that today he left and he got to the well the very same day. And that's obviously Kfitz Sederech, because to get from Canaan to Aram is usually a very long journey. And Yaakov, what about the story with him? The pasuk says, Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he went to Charan. Uksib, then another pasuk says, he encountered the place, Vayalan Sham, and he slept there, Kibah Shamesh, because the sun set. Now, something doesn't make sense here. If he already got to Charan, how could it be that he's in the place, which is Beis El, which is on the way to Charan? If he already got to Charan, then how could he be in Beis El? And the answer is, Kimat al Charan, once he already got to Charan, Amar, he told himself, oh my gosh, Efshar Avarti, El Makom Shisbalati by Avaisai, is it possible that I passed by the place that my forefathers davened at, Vani Lois Balati by, and I didn't daven in it? This is referring to Beis El. Baila Mahadar, he wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael to daven Beis El, and came into here, Badait al Medar, the moment that he had this thought, okay, I'm going to go back, Kaftalei Ara, there was Kfitz Saderech, and Miyad right away, what does the pasuk tell us? Vayifka Bamakim, and Vayifka is a lashon of sudden, that he suddenly bumped into this place, which means he had Kfitz Saderech. Now, another understanding of the word Vayifka, Dabar Acher, in Pigi al Tfila. Pigi refers to davening, Shem, because the pasuk says, Va'ato Altis Ba'abara Mazeh, and regarding you, don't daven for the nation, Va'alti Sabadam Rino Tfila, don't raise on their behalf Rino and Tfila, Va'al Tifga Bi, and don't be Tifka to me, which means don't daven to me. And so the lashon of Vayifka Bamakim could also mean that he davened over there. Now, once we're on the topic of Yaakov, we continue explaining this pasuk. It says, Vayal and Sham Kivah Shamesh, that he slept there because the sun set, and this is telling us the Basar Tzaleh, after he davened there by Lamahadr, he wanted to go back to Charan. However, Amakosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Tzadik Zeb Balabais Malaini, this Tzadik came to my dwelling place, it came to my hotel, Yipater Balaylino, I'm going to let him go without sleeping here, it can't be. Yaakovinu has to spend the night here, and therefore, Miyad, right away, what happened? Baha Shemesh, the sun set. That's understanding the pasuk, Vayizrach Loya Shemesh, and the sun rose for him. We'll explain this in a moment. The question is, did the sun rise just for Yaakovinu? No, the sun rose for everyone. Elam Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak tells us, Shemesh Shabavuroi, Zarcha Bavuroi, the sun that set for him rose for him. This is referring to two separate stories. When he was at Beis El, Hashem had the sun set right away, which was early, in order that Yaakov would spend the night there. And the next story of Zrichas Hashemesh, rising early, is referring to after the night where Yaakov fought with the Malach of Esav and he was injured. So Hashem had the sun rise early for him so that he could be healed sooner rather than later. Now going back to the story of David and the punishment regarding Noiv, Umanal de Kol Zari de David, how do we know that David's descendants were destroyed? Because remember, the punishment was switched from him to his descendants, and the answer in Tichsev, the pasuk says, Vasalya, im Achazyo, Rasa Kimes Bina, Asalya, who's the mother of Achazyahu, she saw that her son died, Vatangam Atabit is called Zerah Mamlacha, and she got up and she destroyed the entire royal family. Achazyo was the last king of Yehuda, he was assassinated, his mother was the evil person Asalya, she wiped out all the remaining people of David's family, and she took the throne for herself, so we see that all of David's family was wiped out. Ask more, how can you say that? Yayash, who was a little kid at that time, he was left over, so all of David's family wasn't wiped out. And the answer is, Hasamna, Mishtar of Yasser. Over there also, Av Yasser was left over. The pasuk says, Vayimalit bein echel Achimelch ben Achitov Ushmai Av Yasser, that one son of Achimelch ben Achitov escaped, and his name was Av Yasser. And so we see that it was exactly even. All of Noiv Yerakayan was wiped out, except for this one Kayan Av Yasser who escaped. And it's the same thing by David's descendants. All of them were wiped out, except for one, Yayash. And Omar Yudam Rev, Rav Yudam says, B'shem Rav, Ilmali Nishtar of Yasser Achimelch ben Achitov, if not for the fact that Av Yasser was left over at Achimelch ben Achitov, Lenishtar Mizar Shal David Sarad Upalit, and a single one of David's descendants would have been left over, because it would have had to have been even. And if all of Noiv was wiped out, so all of David's descendants would have had to be wiped out also. Now we finally get back to discussing Sancheirev. Amar Bihudam Ravi tells us, Baalim Sancheirev Rasha. Sancheirev Rasha came against Yerushalayim with the following army. 45,000 sons of kings, meaning 45,000 princes, which were in golden chariots. V'iman Shiglonis V'zainais, and with them were princesses and Zainais. V'shmainim Elf Gibarim Levushe Shur and Klipa, and along with them were 80,000 mighty men who were wearing special armor called mail, M-A-I-L, that's what Lashon of Klipa is, and Vashishim Elf Achuzi Cherev Ratzim Lefanov, there were 60,000 people with swords running before him, Vashar Parashim, and the rest of them were on horses, that's what Parashim are, horsemen. So this accounts for the 185,000 people mentioned in the Pasuk that were killed, but there was many more as well. And once we're on the topic of huge armies, V'chein Ba'al Avram, the same size army fought Avram Avinu, and V'chein Asidin Lavayim Gaigu Magaig, the same thing is going to be at the end of times by the war of Gaigu Magaig, there's also going to be a huge army. And Masisatan was taught in a Braisa that Arich Machaneu Arba Meir's Parse, the length of Sancheirev's army was 400 Parsais, which is close to 1,000 miles long, and Roichav Tzavar Susav Arbaim Parse, the width of all the necks of the horses, if they were lined up next to each other, was 40 Parsais, and Sachal Chaneu, the total number of people that he had in his army, was Masayim V'shishim Ribay Alafim Chasar Chai, add 260 10,000s times 1,000, which if you do the math is 2.6 billion minus 1. And Baya asks, when we say minus 1, does that mean minus 1 riboy, which is minus 10,000? Oy chaser chad alpha, does it mean minus 1,000? Oy chaser mei, does it mean minus 100? Oy chaser chad, does it mean minus 1 person? And teku, let this question stand. We're going to have to wait for Al-Yonami to come and answer it. But either way, we see that Sancheriv had about 2.6 billion soldiers in his army coming against Yerushalayim. Now, more in describing this, Tana was taught in Abraisa, Rishonim, the first ones that crossed over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, Avru B'Shechi, they had to swim across. Shneimar because the pasuk says, V'chalef B'Yehuda Shata V'Avar, and it will sweep into Yehuda, overflowing and passing through, which is referencing swimming through the Yarden. Now, there were so many people that crossed through in this first time that they soaked up so much water of the Yarden, and Emsayim, the next group that passed through, Avru B'Kaima, they were able to walk through standing because there was less water in the Yarden River. Shneimar because the pasuk says, Ad Savar Yagia, it will come up until the neck, and they took away so much water. Achronim Helu Afar Bragleim, the third group of soldiers that passed through, they kicked up dust with their feet. There's no more water left in the Yarden. V'loy Matsu Mayim Ben Har Lishtais, there's no water left for drinking. Achivu Mayim Kaim Acher Shasu, until they brought water from a different place and drank. Shneimar because the pasuk says, Ani Karti V'Shasisi Mayim V'Gaimer, I dug springs and drank water. But now the Gemara asks about this massive army that we just described. The pasuk says, V'Yitzei Malach Hashem V'Yakav Machne Ashur Me'u Shemayim V'Chamishim Aleph. Now Malach Hashem went forth and he killed 185,000 troops of Ashur. V'Yishkim V'Biker, and they woke up in the morning. V'Nei Kulam B'Gar Mesim, and everyone was dead. So how does this work out? We just said there was 2.6 billion troops, but the pasuk says very clearly that 185,000 were killed. So Ravoi answers, Halalu Rashi Giyasos Hain. These are mentioned in the pasuk that were killed. 185,000. They were just the leaders, the heads, the commanders, and they're just symbolic of everyone else who was killed as well. And Rashi says, Dekanami, it's actually mitoik like that. Dechsev, because the pasuk says, B'mishman of Razoin, we had quoted this a few daf ago, that his fat ones are going to become thin. What does this mean? Bashmenim de isbahu, with the fat ones that they have, meaning the leaders, they're considered fat, they're going to be thinned out, which means not only are they going to be killed, but all the troops under them are going to be killed as well. And Ravina says, Dekanami, it's also mitoik like that. Dechsev, the pasuk says, V'yishlech Hashem Malach, Hashem sent a Malach, V'yached kol gibor chayel v'nogad v'sar v'machne v'goymer, and he destroyed every strong warrior, commander, and officer in the army, and there was only a few people left, which we're going to discuss soon. And then V'yav Beis Elihav, Sancheriv came to the temple of his idol, Umitzi Me'av Sham, and his offspring were there, Hipilu Bacharev, they killed him in the sword. So I mean, we see from here, from the first part of the pasuk, that the Malach killed all the strong warriors and the commanders and officers, which was 185,000, and obviously all the troops under them. Now the question is, Bama Hikam, how exactly did the Malach kill them? So Rabbi Ezra, he tells us, Bayad Hikam, he struck them with his hand. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael es ha yod hagdoyla, the Yidden saw the great hand. What's this great hand referring to that they saw at Kriyas Yamsov? Ha yod shasikli parmi Sancheriv, it's his great hand that was going to end up punishing Sancheriv. That's what they saw by the Yamsov. Rabbi Shuemer, he tells us, Ba'etzba Hikam, he struck them with a finger. Shemar, the pasuk says, By Mitzrayim, Vayimar Khartum al Paroi, Etzba Elikim, he, this is the finger of Hashem, and that's Mashma, he Etzba shasikli parmi Sancheriv, this is the same finger that's going to end up punishing Sancheriv. And Rabbi Lezer, Benishab Yosagli, he tells us, Armakash Baruch Hula Gavriel, Hashem told Gavriel a Malach, Magalcha Natusha, is your Magel, your sickle, is it sharpened? Armelofanov, so Gavriel told him, Rabbanu Shalom, Natusha Vemens Mesheshes Mebreshes, it's been sharpened and ready from 6 days of creation. Shemar the Pasuk says, Mnei Charavis Nedadu Gaimer, and they ran away from the swords. Now, similar to Joshua, Rabbi Shimon Nechai Omer, he tells us, Oyser Aper Gzman Bishal Peres Haya, that time that Sancheriv's army was destroyed was the time of the ripening of the fruits. Armelokash Baruch Hula Gavriel, Hashem told Gavriel Malach, Shatoy Yotzel Vashal Peres, when you go out to cause the fruits to ripen, he's Zakek Lahem, I want you to go deal with them, the troops of Ashur, Shemar Kazabasik says, Midei Aver Yikacheschem, when he passes through, he's going to take you, Kiva Biker, a Biker, Yavar, Bayam of Alila, for he goes through every morning, by day and by night, Vahayu Rak Zava, and there's just going to be fear and terror, Havin Shemu of a Gaimer, when this message is understood. In other words, Rashim Rechaz understands this to mean that when Gavriel goes out anyway, in order to cause the fruits to ripen, he's going to go destroy Sancheriv. And our Rabbah tells us, Hanu Damarinchi, this is what people say, Agav Archach, as you're on your way, Labal Devavach Hishtama, to your enemy, make your voice heard. In other words, when you're going about your regular business, if you happen to pass by your enemy, you could use that as an opportunity to warn him and frighten him. And continue to discuss how all these soldiers died. V'yesham Rusayim say, B'chayt b'nashav behen v'mesu, that Gavriel blew into them and they died. Shem of the Pasuk says, V'gam nashav behen v'yivashu, and he also blows on them and they dry up. Rabbi Yom Bar-Abba Omer, he tells us, Kapayim sapak lehen v'mesu, Gavriel clapped his hands for them and they died because of that. Shem of the Pasuk says, V'gam ani ake kapi al kapi v'ani chaysi chamasi, that I'll also clap one hand on another and I'm going to put my anger to rest. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omer, he tells us, Oznaim gilu lehem, that Gavriel opened up their ears, V'shamu shirim pi achayos v'mesu, and they heard shira from the chayos, from the malachim up in Shemayim, and because of that they died. Shem of the Pasuk says, Murayim Musecha Nafsu Gayim, the nation scattered because of your Rayimus, your exaltedness, must be that they were exposed to something like this. As we mentioned, some of the armies survived, and the question is, V'kam Nishtar Mehem, so how many did survive? Rav Amar, he says, Asara, 10 soldiers did. Mishnah number, because Pasuk says, "Ushar eitz yar misparyu," that from the leftovers of the trees of the forest, there's going to be a count, "Venar yichtevim," and a little kid is going to write them down. "Kamenar yachal lechtoiv," how much can a little kid write? "Asara," 10. A little kid can't actually write the number 10, 10, but he writes a yod, which is the smallest stroke of a pen. Anytime you make a dot on a paper, that's basically a yod, and yod is gematria 10, as it must be that those are the trees that were left over, 10 soldiers. Ushmol Shmuel says, "Tisha," there's actually 9 left over. Shnei Mekaz Pasuk says, "V'nishar ba'eleilois," a few grapes are going to be left over. "Kinoikev zayas shnayim u'shloisha gargrim b'resh amir," like one who cuts olives, and 2 or 3 clusters of grapes at the highest branch. "Arba chamisha b'sifel," 4 or 5 in its branches. And so it uses lashon of 4 and 5, this plus that equals 9. So that's how many are going to be left over. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, he tells us, "Arba asar," that actually 14 soldiers lived. Shnei Mekaz Pasuk says, "Shnayim shloisha v'chulu arba chamisha." We have all these numbers mentioned in the Pasuk, and 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 equals 14. Now here's our final shita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, "Chamisha," only 5 people survived. "Sancherev u'shnei banov Nebuchadnezzar u'Nevuzaradon." Sancherev, his 2 sons, Nebuchadnezzar, who would eventually destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and Nebuzaradon, who is Nebuchadnezzar's general, whom we're going to be learning about tomorrow. Now, how do we know this? So Nebuzaradon, Gemara. It's just by way of Messiah that we know that Nebuzaradon survived. Nebuchadnezzar, how do we know him? Tachsiv, the pasuk says, "V'revei di revia dame labar lahin." This is Nebuchadnezzar's comment when he saw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah walking about the fiery furnace untouched. He said, "The 4th one walking with them looks like a malach." Now, v'ilav dechazei mina havayada. If Nebuchadnezzar never saw a malach, how is he supposed to know what it looked like now? It must be that Nebuchadnezzar did see a malach when he was part of Sancheriv's troops. When the malach came to kill everyone, Nebuchadnezzar saw him but wasn't killed. V'ketenu Sancheriv v'shnei banav. Sancheriv and his 2 sons, how do we know they survived? Tachsiv, because pasuk says, "Vayhi hu mishtach v'beis Nisroch elohav." He was bowing down in Beis Nisroch, his God's temple. V'adra melech v'shar etzer banav hiku b'cherev. And Adra melech and Shar Etzer, his 2 sons, they killed him by the sword. And so we see that Sancheriv and his 2 sons survived. And now we have a whole description of what led to Sancheriv's death. Amar Rav Rose says, "Omali mikra kasov yefshar la'amrai." If not for the following pasuk that's written, we would never be able to say such a thing. Tachsiv, the pasuk says, "Bayamahu," on that day, "Yigal Hashem basar haschira," that Hashem is going to shave with a hired out razor. "Be'evri anahar," those people live on the other side of the river. "Bemelech Ashur," that's specifically referring to the king of Ashur. "Es harosh," the head. "Visar haglayim," and the hair of the legs. "Vegamas hazakan tispe," and also the beard is going to be destroyed. Now, what in the world is pasuk talking about? So, "Asher Hakadosh Baruch Hu vidami lekigavar sava," Hakadosh Baruch Hu came and appeared to Sancheriv like an old man. According to some, it was really a malach. But here the Gemara says it's Hashem who showed up to Sancheriv like an old man. Amar Lehi, he told him, "Because of the Gavi Malke Mizrach Umayriv," when you go to the kings of the east and the west, who are your friends, that's Yisinu Lubinayu Kataltinhu, whose sons you brought to Yerushalayim and then killed. Basically, you brought these sons of these kings against Yerushalayim and they ended up dying. My obviously, what are you going to tell them? That it's because of you that their kids died. So, Amar Lehi, Sancheriv told this old man, who again was Hashem, "Hu gavar bahu pachta nam yosef." This person, referring to himself, "I also live in fear. I don't know what I'm going to tell them." And Amar Lehi, Sancheriv continued saying, "Hey chinavid, what should I do?" Amar Lehi, the response to him was, "Zil, tzari vavam nafan tab, v'shani nafshach." You should go and change yourself, disguise yourself, change your appearance so they don't know who you are. So he asked him, "Mayashani, how should I change myself?" So Amar Lehi, the response was, "Zil aisi li misapra," go bring me some scissors, "vegziyachana," and I'm going to shave you. Sancheriv asked him, "Mecha aisi," where am I going to bring these scissors from? How can I get them? Amar Lehi told him, "Ola hu base of aisi, go to that house and you're going to get scissors there." Azul, he went, ashchenu, he found some scissors. Now, how did he find these scissors? So also malachi hashares, malachim came to the house, vidamu likigavre, they appeared to him like regular people, vahava katachni kashyasa, and they were grinding some sort of kernels that come from a palm tree. Amalhusu sancheriv, when he bumped into these people, who again were malachim, asked them, "Havli masbra, can you give me some scissors?" So amrulei, they told him, "Tchain chad grive de kashyasa, first we have to grind some of these kernels, vinite lach, then we'll give you." So tachan chad grive de kashyasa, sancheriv ground up these kernels for them, vyavulei masparta, then they gave him these scissors. Now, and also, by the time he was coming back, he was on his way back to this old man, who remember was Hashem. Echashach, it got dark. Amrulei, so this man, who again was Hashem, told him, "Zil Aisi Nura, come bring some fire so that we could see, and then I'll be able to cut your hair." Azil Aisi Nura, he came and brought a fire. Bahadiko Nafachlei, when Sancheriv was blowing on the fire to get it bigger so there could be more light, Itlibe Nura Bedikne, the fire caught onto his beard. Azil Gazi the Reshe Bedikne, so in the end, he ended up shaving his head and beard. He wasn't planning on shaving his beard, he was just planning on cutting his hair, but since his beard caught on fire, he also had to cut his beard. And Amr, they say, that's Psha'an Pasuk, Vigamas Azokan Tispe, also the beard is going to be destroyed. And now we just pause for a moment. Amar Papa says, Hainu Damar Inchi, this is the classic saying that people have, Garita La Ramah, Shapirle, if you burn an Aramean and he likes it, Isli Le Nur Bedikne, so you could even set fire to his beard, Veloy Savas Chuchamine, and you're never going to be satisfied with all the laughter you're going to get from him. Basically, if you pull one prank on a person and he doesn't mind it, you're going to be able to pull jokes on him forever and ever and constantly laugh, and it's never going to get tiring because he's just the type of guy that you could always pull jokes on. And we continue this whole story. After Sancheriv had his hair and beard cut off, he went along and he actually found a board of wood from Noyach Nachs Teva. Amar, he said, Hainu Allah, Rabbi the Shvezel, Noach Mitufana. This must have come from the great God that saved Noach from the flood of water. Amar, so he told this board of wood, E Ozal Hu Gavru Maslach, if this fellow, referring to himself, goes to war and is successful, Makarv Lhula Trim Benoy Kamach, I'm going to offer my two sons in front of you as a sacrifice. Shamu Benoy, his sons heard this, the Katlu, and they killed him. And Hainu Dechsev, that's understanding the Pasuk that we quoted previously, Ahi Hu Mishtach Vabes Nisrach Elihav, that he was bowing down in the house of Nisrach, his God, Vadra Melch Vashar Etzer Bonav, Hiku Bacher Vagoymer, and Adra Melch and Tsar Etzer, his kids, killed him by the sword. That's because they heard him say that he's going to kill them, so they killed him. What a wonderful family. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another discussion of miraculous salvation against an army by way of a malach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.